on 590 VOCM. It's time for Tech Talk. Kevin Andrews joins us this morning, and we're talking about something that happens to a lot of people. What to do when your phone is stolen? The not-so-humble smartphone has become a significant part of our everyday lives. Whether you're a CEO, a busy parent, a social media addict, or all three, your phone is most likely the control center amongst the chaos, helping you organize your finances, stay in touch with your family, and interact with your friends. It contains your emails, your contacts, photos, financial details, and so much more. So having it stolen can be extremely distressing, motivating people to take matters into their own hands. Well, we caught up with local tech blogger Kevin Andrews this morning to discuss some of the safe steps to take if your phone gets stolen. Hi, Kevin. Good morning. Thanks again for being here. So what is the latest on stolen mobile phones here in Canada?
Well, these days, it's not just the hardware itself that's valuable to criminals. The data on your phone is worth just as much as its resale price on the black market. According to recent reports, about 500,000 smartphones were stolen last year here in Canada.
What is the best procedure for people to follow if they get their mobile phone stolen?
So if your phone is lost or stolen and you have location services turned on and you tie it to your account, and then you're able to log on to your account from another device or a website, you're able to actually locate your phone on a map, provided it's powered on and connected to the internet. Apple's Find My iPhone app tracks your phone's locations in real time using GPS technology. Android also has similar apps that'll do the same as well. Now, while these apps can be incredibly useful, they can also make users feel more powerful than what they really are. Police are now urging the public to avoid confronting thieves themselves when using these types of apps. About a year and a half ago, an 18-year-old London, Ontario teen actually tracked down his iPhone using the Find My iPhone app, and it actually ended up him getting shot and him losing his life.
So is there a safer way to deal with a stolen phone?
Well, the first thing you can do is locate your device if you have location services turned on and connected to your account. Next thing you want to do is actually contact your carrier and let them know that the device has been stolen. They will be able to help you deactivate your device and wipe it clean of all of your personal information, really rendering the phone useless to whomever has stolen it from you. Devices that are reported missing to a service provider are normally placed on what they call a national blacklist, which prevents it from working on any Canadian carrier's wireless networks. And so if you go to the website www.protectyourdata.ca, you can find out further information on nationwide mobile phone blacklists and how it can really help you when your phone goes stolen. Now, finally, you want to file a police report at your local law enforcement agency. Although police may not investigate every individual case of a missing phone, if someone is arrested and found in possession of numerous devices, or your phone is found at a pawn shop, then it will be sort of easier for them to trace each device back to its rightful owner.
What measures can people take that might make the lost phone process easier on them?
Yes, so the first thing you want to do is make sure you have the phone protected with either a strong password or your fingerprint. Also, before the phone even has a chance to go missing, you should find out your International Mobile Equipment Identification Number, short for IMEI. In simple terms, it's your phone's electronic serial number. Your IMEI number is what you will need to give to your service provider or your local law enforcement agency in order to really report it missing first. So you should write it down and store it somewhere safe. And really, to find your IMEI number on most devices, you just dial *06#, and then the number should appear on your screen. Otherwise, the number should be printed somewhere on the phone.
So what's the bottom line here, Kevin?
So you really don't want to take matters into your hands and put yourself into an unsafe situation by using your phone's GPS to track your phone down and confront the thief. Let the authorities take care of that. And if the police can't or won't help you find your missing phone, you should let your insurance plan plan cover the loss. And if you don't have insurance, then really the next best thing is to accept that your phone is gone. You don't really want to lose a phone that costs multiple hundreds of dollars. But really, to put it into perspective, I'd rather have a lost phone than to lose my life.
Always insightful, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Kevin is currently a technology teacher and computer systems administrator. He is an experienced podcaster and blogger on current digital trends and the CEO of a website design business. You can find him on Twitter at Kevin Andrews or read his blog at www.thedigitalteacher.ca.